It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. By the way, if you would be interested in advertising your company and having your company sponsor the Opinions Matter podcast, why don't you give us a shout? Why don't you get in touch with us? The Opinions Matter podcast reaches over 250,000 people every single month. A quarter of a million download episodes every single month on the Opinions Matter podcast. And you and your company could reach all of those people just by advertising here on the Opinions Matter podcast. If you'd like to find out more, send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. Tell us a bit about your company and we'll get back to you with all the details of how you could sponsor the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You may have seen this story earlier on today about five members of the traveller community who were refused entry to a North County Dublin restaurant. They have settled their €75,000 claims for defamation of character against the restaurant and its security company. The compensation involved was not divulged in court. In other words, we don't know how much they what the settlement was. But the five complainants were previously awarded damages against the restaurant in the district court for discrimination. They then pursued defamation claims against the restaurant and the security company. They alleged that they were refused admission and told at the door their reservation had been cancelled and they were not getting in tonight. All five claimed they were shocked and humiliated by being held out in front of others as disreputable, dangerous, and people of bad character, not suitable for admission, and who may have been barred. Now, previously, the restaurant involved issued the five with apologies in writing without admission of liability for defamation. But anyway, the bottom line is, this group of travellers, five people in total, claimed discrimination and ultimately defamation because they were not allowed into this particular establishment in Howth. So they had booked a table, the five of them, but when they arrived at the door of the venue, they were told that their reservations had been cancelled and they were not getting in tonight. Now, the question that this raises is, do you think that any bar or restaurant has the right to do exactly what happened here?
Okay, there's not one person. And by the way, apologies for my sore throat. I'll speak very little in this podcast because I do have laryngitis. There's not one person listening to this podcast, including myself and yourself, that haven't been stopped going into a venue. Never yep. a restaurant, now, I have to say. But I've been stopped over the years. Going, you were stopped one time, I think it was Dicey Riley.
That's right.
It?
That's exactly right. Yeah,
I remember you ringing me in a huff.
Hello, it was like a demon.
Standing at the door of Dicey Riley's and you weren't let in. Now, the reason they said you weren't let in is because your dress was...
No, it was age. I was too old.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was your dress.
Yeah,
code.
I was told it was too old.
We don't wear the Dubs jersey or something like that that day.
Oh, sorry, well, it was, but that wasn't the reason.
Okay.
Because there were other people in there with the Dubs jersey on because it was a day of a Dublin match.
Yeah, of course, it's Dicey's.
Yeah.
So when you were stopped going into Dicey's that day, what was the reason that was given by security?
It was, you're too old, basically.
Really? Is that what security said?
Yeah. Now, I wasn't happy. I was like a demon, as you recall. But could I have taken an ageism case for discrimination?
And by the way, we don't want to talk specifically about this case in Howth because those people have been named and the case is settled and all that. They didn't get, obviously, 75 grand, which could have been the maximum that was paid out.
They did get something, though. We don't know what.
But it brings to light the whole question of, you know, can a or should a premises like a bar, restaurant, pub, nightclub not be able to refuse somebody out of fear of getting sued? So could Adrian have gone to court the next day and said, but gone to a solicitor and said, Dicey's didn't let me in, they said I was too old? That is discrimination.
Yeah, it's ageism.
Or ageism, which is discrimination. Why didn't you take a case against him?
Ah, because I just turned on my heels and walked away and put it down to experience. And it, no, I understand. It's happened to you as well. It does make you very angry if you're turned away or refused entry into a place.
I just walk away. I've always walked away.
And so have I. I argued the point with this with that bouncer that day for maybe a minute. Wasn't getting anywhere and just left. Okay.
Yeah.
But the question is, do you believe a premises is within its rights to refuse anybody for any reason at any time? And that's the question. Now, it's happened to an awful lot of people. In other words, what we're getting at here is these travellers were told they're not getting in tonight and their reservations have been cancelled.
And they claimed that it was because they were travellers. They were members of the travelling community.
That's their whole case.
Now, again, can you spot a member of the travelling community to be able to determine that?
Well, I wasn't the bouncer on the night. I wasn't talking to them. I didn't see them. I don't know what they look like.
But there's no one looks like a traveller.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, who's to say you're not a member of the traveller
community? No, that's true, yeah. But the question is, if a traveller is refused, do you support their right to take a case based on discrimination? Because let's be honest. The fact of the matter is, these travellers were probably refused because they were travellers.
We don't know. Okay, and I want to address this message straight away from Stephen Kelly. Amanda sent you a message inviting you on. I'd love to argue the point with you. If this was another ethnicity, there wouldn't even be a podcast about it. But that's actually a lie, Stephen. And if you go back over our past podcast, we did a topic on this about a year ago from a black guy.
That's right.
Who was refused entry into a bar just off Grafton Street in Dublin. And he claimed that the doorman refused him because he was black. So we did do a podcast about a different ethnicity. It just happens to be about travellers this time, but it was about a black lad, that's him. So I just don't guess what you're getting at. This demonstrates the level of bias that people have towards travellers in Irish society. Yeah, Stephen, just a couple.
Yeah, no, but Stephen, if you want to have a look through previous episodes of Opinions Matter, you will find that we did discuss that case of a guy.
And we made them make up the story. It's in the news. Yeah, it actually happened. So
exactly.
Put your big boy pants back on.
Anyway, we'd like to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Now, I'm going to play a message that came into us before we started recording today. Now, I need to stress that this is not relating to this specific case or the individuals involved in this specific case. This is just to do with travellers in Howth and a message that we got from a lady who works in a bar in Howth for 8 years. In fact, that's where her message actually starts. We've disguised her voice because she doesn't want to be identified. And again, I stress, she's not talking about this particular case. She's talking about travellers in Howth. Have a listen to this message.
In a pub in Howth for 8 years, and every summer you'd see the camper vans parked on the pier in the car park or wherever, and the council actually put in a barrier on the car park across from Gino's to stop them parking in there. Well, for one instance, I've had many encounters with travellers, but one instance was one, we had let one in, and once she was given the green light to get a table, more and more people started to join. It ended up being about a group of seven people on a two-seater table. And obviously as the drinks were flowing and they were getting drunker, an argument started. One of the men actually ended up throwing a stool, and it was a busy pub, like it wasn't quiet or anything like that. So security got them out, but then the fight continued outside. It was between two women at this stage. They were swinging for each other. And before this, I would have always had the opinion that it's not all of them. But after this encounter and another encounter where my employer was actually smacked across the back of the head by a traveller because they were told they can't be on the premise before opening time, my opinion has been changed. Where travellers go, I think trouble follows. Also, there was one other incident in the pub that's being sued that a traveller punched a small woman in the face. I don't think they refuse to discriminate. I think they refuse because it's been proven time and time again that they can't act with decency in public settings, especially when drink is involved. And I know Howth is a great place for people to have a day trip out when it's sunny or whatever the reason may be, but people still live and work there, and if you can't have respect in somebody else's hometown, you shouldn't be welcome. Most of the time it is the same group knocking about Howth as well, and it's not only this particular pub that has problems with them, it's all the pubs in the area, literally every single one of them. I'm not surprised that it's come back to bite them in the arse. Everybody else has just got lucky, but I don't think that they were unfair in refusing with the history there has been with travellers in Howth.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
So again, just referring back to that message that I played from a lady who has experience of travellers in Howth, we are not referring, or she was not referring to this particular case, although she did say at the end of her message, bearing in mind what has gone on with travellers in Howth, she can understand why this particular establishment may have refused travellers, although the company itself, whilst they did issue the five people with apologies a couple of years ago, they didn't admit any admission of defamation.
And again, just to be very, very clear, that message that we just heard is not talking about the same...
I just said that.
Yeah, but I just want people to know it's not talking about the same establishment or the same people.
Correct. Now, let me go to Tanya. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tanya?
I'm grand. How are you?
Good, thanks, Tanya. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I completely agree with the travel community putting the defamation in, because they're not all the same. They're just not all the same. There's genuine traveling people out there that are really, really nice in the community, and I know loads of traveling community that they're absolutely lovely people. That
and I agree with you, Tanya.
Some traveling communities are painting the picture on their own people, and you can't paint them all the same.
What do you mean by that?
Like the people in people in the travel community that cause murder. I completely agree with that.
Yeah,
like,
no, there are some. Down. Yeah, there absolutely are some. Yeah.
But they're painting their own people as bad people and making them all look out bad. But there's not. There's lovely community people in the community travellers in the travel community. They're not all the same.
Okay, so when you hear of a story of five travellers rocking up to the door of a premises and being told that their reservations have been cancelled and they're not getting in tonight, you can understand why they would be angry over that. You can understand why
I completely understand. But they never gave me a chance to go in. The only one probably went in to get a bit of food and back out. Everyone's money is just as good as everyone else's. You can't paint them all the same.
Yeah, no, I agree. So do you think that they were well within their rights?
Yes, completely. I went to nightclubs with my partner and loads of times out in town. He got refused because he had tattoos on him. So just they were judging him. They were just judging him. But he wouldn't harm a fly. He's never been in a fight. He's never been in trouble by the police. They judged him. And we have to walk away in shame saying, oh, look.
Okay, so what do you think? What do you think of, like I said, this particular establishment basically denies any wrongdoing. They accept that...
But they apologised.
Yeah, they apologised.
So they knew they were in the wrong.
They did apologise.
They knew they were in the wrong.
They did apologise a couple of years ago.
Sorry, just to make it straight, they apologised without admitting liability.
Of defamation.
Yes, of defamation. Yes.
That's good enough to say, look, we shouldn't have refused you, basically, because we're judging you.
Well, I don't.
No.
But I think the defamation was the wrong case to take, because who's defamed? You know, they were left standing at the front door.
Embarrassed. I would be. It's often happened to me and my partner, yeah, because he tattoos.
It is extremely humiliating if you get refused from a door.
Definitely, because we've got refused loads of times and we had to walk off. I was living a great time going into town, and we used to always get refused for no reason.
But the reason you're saying is because of your partner's tattoos.
It's just the same. They're judging people.
Let me ask you then, on any of those occasions that you were refused, did you ever sue them?
No, because back at the time, we would have fuck on money to get solicitors, do you know what I mean?
Would you think about suing somebody?
Yes, I would now. I would, definitely I would, yeah.
But this stuff
going out on a night out. Like to say, are we going to get refused? There's no point.
Okay, but this brings up the whole conversation about that sign that we've seen. Management reserves the right to refuse admission. Now, surely any place has a right to refuse anybody without having to give a reason. In other words, you and your boyfriend rock up to the front door. I can remember working in nightclubs and standing at the door, talking to the bouncers, and you could see somebody approaching the front door, and the bouncers sometimes would say, he's not getting in. Before they even speak to the person, they would have already made that decision. And 9 times out of 10, they were right in the decision that they made, because the person became aggressive or whatever. Now, I'm not justifying refusing people without an excuse, but surely a company has the right to say, no, I'm not letting you into my premises tonight. And surely they shouldn't have to give a reason.
But that's understandable at the end of the day. But the way I look at it, they're judging all the people in the community, in the travel community, the pubs, restaurants, the whole lot, because they're painting them all the same.
And I agree that there is an issue. And in fact, if you listen to that lady's message that I played a couple of minutes ago.
I follow a man on Facebook. He goes around England trying to get into pubs and he asks the reason. They can't even give a reason. Why can they not give a reason to the person?
But again, why? And I'm not just talking about, I'm talking about when a place refuses you, okay? You walk up to the door and they've decided, not tonight. You're not getting in tonight, yeah? Why should they have to give a reason? It's their premises that you're coming into. Surely they should be, just like, you know, if you rock up to my front door, if I don't know you, I'm not letting you into my house. Surely,
obviously, the house is a different than a public restaurant and a public pub, you know?
Is it? It's still a privately owned premises. So surely that person has a right to say, I don't want you in my premises tonight and I'm not going to even explain why.
Well, then why did it go to court? Why are they getting them done for discrimination?
Because
then?
This particular...
What's the point open? If I had a restaurant, I would let them in. I wouldn't discriminate anybody. Then I wouldn't let that person back in.
And again, that's fine. And again, I'm not even talking about them being refused because they were travellers. I am talking about people, about companies having the right to just say, no, actually, I don't want you on my premises tonight.
Okay, that's fine. Just think it like this. If you were in the travel community and you went in, look what happens in Blanchardstown in the restaurant, shootings. Look at some of the pubs, shootings. They weren't travellers.
No, I agree. And again...
You understand me? When I was in nightclubs, Spirit Nightclub, when it was opened, I got a bottle nearly in the back of my head. A big rail broke out and they weren't travellers. They smashed up the place. Everyone is equal.
I've seen it myself, Tanya, and I understand.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say. Stop judging people.
Okay, and I understand the point that you're trying to make, and I agree with you that if this group of people were refused from the door because and only because they were travellers, that is dreadful, okay?
But let's flip it on its head, everybody, and I know Kathleen is on hold there. We'll come to you in a second, Kathleen. Supposing somebody comes or goes up to the door of a bar or restaurant, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And about a year ago, they caused a fight in that restaurant and the doorman remembers their face, yeah?
Yep.
That's fine.
No, but listen. No, but listen.
You have a right to refuse them because, as you're saying, he remembers their face.
Yeah, but that person comes back up a year later and they get refused and they happen to be a member of the travelling community. That can still be seen as discrimination. That person can claim, I was stopped from going back into that place because I'm a member of the travelling community.
Yeah, but then the company would have a defence. No, you weren't stopped because you're a member of the travelling community. You were stopped because you were in a scrap last
year.
But a lot of people, and I'm not saying this on you, a lot of people would believe that just like some people play the race card, that some people play the traveller's card. And anytime...
Oh, 100%,
and
yeah.
And anytime there's even a small bit of discrimination against a member of the travelling community, that they scream discrimination.
Okay, but let me ask you then, Tanya, do you believe that travellers who are refused admission to a restaurant or a bar or whatever, just being told you're not getting in tonight, do you believe they have a right to sue?
I think what it is, a lot of people in the community travel because they get refused everywhere, they get frustrated, and that's why I think when they ask for a reason, they can't give a reason. I think that's why. Because they're judging them.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Kathleen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kathleen?
Hiya, Jeremy. Adrian, sorry.
Hi, how are you? Good, Kathleen.
How are you?
Now, you yourself are a member of the traveller community, is that right?
I am indeed.
Okay, and what did you want to say on this?
First of all, Tanya, thank you for talking up for the travellers. I really appreciate it, love. Second of all, there's over 32,000 travellers in Ireland. If I go in and do something in a pub or a restaurant, them other of the 32,000 is discriminated for. As Germany, Germany said a while ago, he said if a traveller gets a little bit discriminated, they play the discriminated card. So he's just after saying, if travellers get a little bit discriminated, what's a little bit discriminated?
No, what I said was, and I'll just reiterate, I could go to a club tonight or a pub and get turned away for no reason whatsoever.
Yes.
What card can I play? Can I play any card? I've never played it. I just go on. I say, I'm not giving these people my business. They obviously don't want me on the premises.
Okay.
Affect them. But I'm not going to. Okay. But I'm not going to start
screaming. If you're saying that all your life, if you're going to pubs and restaurants all your life and you're getting put from the door, are you going to shake your shoulders and say, oh, I did it all my life. All my life. I'm in my 50s. I did it all my life. When I was young, if I got in to a nightclub 4 times in my life, if I got in with fingers crossed of a New Year's night, I'll never, ever forget. And everyone I talk to, I say the same thing. My father and mother, God rest them, they'd never drink at Christmas. They'd always keep it for the family. Me and my sisters and my cousins, we used to really go anywhere. But we'd, from year after year, we'd save up, we'd get our clothes for New Year's night. It come to New Year's night, we'd go to the door, sorry, not tonight. We asked why, sorry, not tonight. We'd have to walk away from them, and it's Ennis I'm talking about. And we'd go down, we used to drink, only go into the disco where we couldn't get in. We'd go and we'd spend our time in Supermax, okay? We come home, but one time always stands with me, always. My father and mother, we come in the door around 20 past 12. Myself and my two sisters, one of them, she was blind. She's dead now, Lord rest her. We'd walk in that door. And one night my father just looked and he said, you didn't get in. And we said, no. And he never said another word, just looked at the television. And I could see the hurt in his face. Now, I'm talking about 25, 26 years ago. It never stopped. It never stopped. Okay,
sorry, Kathleen, for cutting across you. Let's look at the flip side of this. And there's been a lot of high-profile stories over the last few years about places being torn asunder by members of the travelling community. I'll just give you one example because I happened to be working in Balbriggan on the night that this happened. Back in 2009, a pub in Balbriggan, John Dee's, a well-known pub in Balbriggan that had been there for years, was absolutely trashed to bits when a traveller fight broke out. The riot squad had to be called to John Dee's.
Sorry to cut across you, right? You're after dragging up a story from 2009, which is 16 years ago. Just listen for one second. And this is exactly what Kathleen is trying to say.
Stories embed in people's brains. That's what I'm saying.
One story from 2009. Kathleen's point is that she and other members of the traveller community
are tarred with
the same brush of stories like that.
But your people are tarred with the same brush in Ireland all the time.
Exactly, Adrian. Exactly. It's just what Tanya said a while ago. There was a big shooting. 2 or 3 of them in Dublin here, in pubs, in restaurants. Was every settled person barred for that? I have little nieces. I have nephews. And they can't get into the place for Christmas, St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, dress up for to go out to the chippers. Is that in 2026? Is that right? People is talking about, oh, it's for money. No, it's not for money. And if we had all the money in the world, what good is it in our pockets when we can't get into a place?
Let me ask you, Kathleen, and I really appreciate you talking to us about this. Tell me, for a young traveller growing up in Ireland, and I do know that it is still the case that travellers get refused.
I've
seen it with my own two eyes, and I've seen how in some places travellers are known to the hotel or the bar are welcome, but other travellers who aren't known to the bar aren't welcome. But let me ask you, what is that like? You say you're a woman in your 50s, but it's always been this way. What is that like for you as a traveller growing up in Ireland, living in Ireland, rearing kids in Ireland, to constantly be refused from places in this way?
It's heartbreaking, Adrian. To be honest about it, it's heartbreaking. It does something too. It's no wonder there's so much depression and suicide in the young travellers. It's no wonder. They can't. I'll just give you an example. My brother died in tragic circumstances, okay, over 3 years ago. like I said, I really, really drink, okay? It came, these two people came back from England, and one was a gypsy boy, and his wife. His wife is very, very close to me, and so is he. They came back, and they asked me out for to have a drink. And I said, no, I said, I won't. So they said, come on, Kathleen, you're going nowhere, and you really, really need to get out. This is a heartbreaking time. And I said, lads, I said, we won't get in. So he said, what do you mean? But long story short, we went down, and the pub, I have no problem in it, was broken. And we walked in Ennis. We walked in about maybe 7 o'clock in the evening. Mm. And when we walked in, it was about 7 or 8 people there, and we walked to the bar. I didn't walk to the bar. He walked to the bar, and he ordered 3 drinks. And it was a foreign lad inside the counter, and he paused and he said, no, sorry, we're booked. So I seen them talking to the young fella. So I went up and I said, what's going on? So he said that they're booked. And I said, what are you booked for? Tables is booked out. Now, about 7 or 8 in this big pub, okay? So I turned around, I said to the young fella, I said, listen, I said, I knew this was going to happen. So the young fella said, no, hold on, he said, for a minute, he said, this place is not booked. What's it booked for? So he walked over to 2 men that were sitting down, and he said, lads, he said, had you the book in? He said, here. Book in for what, he said? So he said, had you the book in for a drink? So he said, no. So we went up. So the young one took out her camera for to record, and out comes the landlady. I said, excuse me, I said, we come in for a drink, and this lad is after saying that it's booked. Sorry, booked. She turned away, and I said, please, I said, these people is after coming back, I said, from England. I said, I'm after going through, I said, a tragedy. I really don't drink. It's not booked. Please give us a drink. He wouldn't give us a drink. We walked out, we went up to the top of the street, I forget the name of the pub, and when we walked up, of course I was all in black, when we walked up this lady came and she said, no, sorry, we're closing early tonight, and I said, why? No, we close, I'll never forget, it was a Tuesday, and she said, we close early every Tuesday, and I said, you close, because this is around 8 o'clock now, I said, you close at 8 o'clock every Tuesday, yeah. Yeah, we close at 8 o'clock. So I said, is nothing got to do, I said, with a funeral? Because obviously my brother was brought up to the church that day. They had to pass that pub for to see it. No. Walked out, and I said to them, I said, listen, lads, I said, I'm going home. I said, I want to go home. So they knew I was upset. So they said, listen, we were at a Chinese restaurant. Now, would you believe this? We were at a Chinese restaurant last night. And they said, they definitely can't refuse us in there. We walked in, the young fellow walked up to the bar and he said, could I have 3 drinks? And he said, no, sorry, we're booked out, but, and you have to buy food. So he said, that's no problem. He ordered food. No, sorry, we're booked out.
So, again, Kathleen, that sounds like a dreadful story of place after place after place either refusing you or saying that they're closing down. And this is something that has happened your entire life. I want to
all my entire life. I'll just finish this, Adrian. This part here. It was a boy and girl sitting down, and he went over to them and he said something to them, and he gave them their money. And the boy and girl didn't look one bit happy, and they walked out the door. And their dinners, their chips and stuff was left there. 2 aged men and women, 2 couples was coming in the door. The Chinese fella came and met them, sorry, and whatever he said to them. Longest story short, he gave that young boy and girl back their money and took back their food in order that he wouldn't serve us. Do you understand? This is happening. I don't give a care about me now because I don't really go out anymore. I used to go out any way.
Kathleen, what I'm hearing is a woman who feels very hurt by the discrimination that you...
Very, very hurt. And hurt me at a very, very vulnerable time in my life. And it's happening now to my nieces. It's happening to my nephews. you know.
In fact, that's what I was about to ask you. Is it as bad now, discrimination against travellers where it comes to getting into premises and so on, is it as bad now as ever, or is it even worse now than it's ever been?
It's worse now, Adrian, and I never knew how much the travelling community was hated in Ireland until I went on Facebook 4 years ago. I'm every day of my life fighting with people on Facebook. This morning, a young lad that got buried a few days ago in England that begged for help when he went into the hospital. He had a pain in his chest. He was told, sit down and get 2 painkillers. He begged them for help. He said, my chest, my chest. Long story short, that poor man dropped dead there in the front. Settle people think that. They were traumatized. I had to fight. When that young man was getting carried with his family this morning, and his mother was in front of them, and his mother was wailing, crying, and I had to fight with people under that man's post for the things that they were saying. It's worse than it ever was, Adrian. And Facebook is after opening up the eyes of the people in the world to see. And the settled people has no problem of coming on, wishing you dead, wishing you dead that you get burnt. The shooter, they have no problem of doing it. I'm not saying every traveller is a saint. Absolutely not. Just exact same.
But it goes back to your point that there are 32,000 travellers in Ireland.
Over 32,000.
Please stop tarring us all with the one brush. That's really the point you're making. Kathleen, do me a favour and stay with me for a second because I need to bring in some more opinions on this.
I have to say to Kathleen, I don't mean to sound this condescending, but what a great speaker for
absolutely, the travelling community.
Here's the problem. It just happens that any time there's a row or a fracas in a public place that involves members of the travelling community gets publicised in the news. Like you saw that fight in Dublin Airport.
It just gets amplified. They're travellers. But you can hear the hurt in Kathleen's voice that for her entire life growing up, she's been actively discriminated against.
I'd let her into a pub row. But unfortunately, a lot of people believe, and I'm not saying this, that the percentage of the Irish population that are made up of members of the travelling community, it's less than 1%, isn't it?
32,000, we just said that.
A 0.5%, not even that. And a lot of people think that it's disproportionate with such a small member,
But it's not fair on somebody like Kathleen, who I'm sure, Kathleen, you've never had a brawl in a pub in your life.
Never in my life.
No, I know you haven't, and I've only spoken to you for the first time. Stay there for a second, Kathleen. Stephen.
Morning, lads. Hope you're having a good day. Coming back to, I'm not sure if you remember, but the hotel situation where the travellers were literally told to get the fuck out of the hotel. Because they were travellers, they wouldn't serve them. You know, everybody else was being served. I just think it's crazy. At the end of the day, you know, there's this stigma against travellers. We understand that. We get it. But you can't put everyone in the same book. At the end of the day, if you can't say no to somebody until they do something. And, you know, that's like saying a whole group of people shouldn't be allowed in because one person did something, you know, before. So I just think that they, fair play to them. They got a few quid out of it. And I think they should keep on pushing for their rights. At the end of the day, everybody's entitled to have rights. So fair play. Good on you. Cheers.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
Basically, it's always been the case throughout human history that the actions of a small group of people will tar the rest of those people with the same brush. You know, as I said on Facebook, not all Muslims are terrorists. 99.99% of them are, you know, just living their lives. Well, people are more than happy to call them all terrorists because a few of them have committed terror acts. Immigrants in Ireland, a few of them have committed heinous crimes. Everyone is quick to call them all rapists, all criminals. And, you know, it's the same when a few members of the traveling community have wrecked pubs. As I said, you know,
Robbie, and again, we can drag up loads of different news stories of incidents involving travellers. But the point that
Robbie is making, ladies, and listen to him, it's a disproportionate amount.
I'm
sure that is the point he's going to make. It's disproportionate for such a small selection of society that there's a disproportionate amount of trouble. And he's right. You look at the people that march.
No, Jerry, you're wrong there.
Okay, I'm wrong.
In the town I live in, it has a fairly substantial, traveller community. And the vast majority of them are lovely people. There are a few of them, that do have a bad name for themselves. Most of them are barred from nearly every pub in Bray. When is the funeral on? You'll see a lot of the pubs will close their doors. They'll pay one of the other bars an exorbitant amount of money to have the function there. And 9 times out of 10, nothing happens. It does be great. But that 1 time out of 10, when that pub is wrecked, it's wrecked in spectacular style.
But the point that Kathleen is making is, she said herself, there are some bad eggs within the traveller community. But please stop discriminating against me because of the behaviour of others.
Okay, so do you think that if travellers are looking to come in, they should ask them the question, have you ever been involved in a pub row before?
I don't. The problem is that travellers are being refused just because they're travellers.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, I know. I don't agree with it. Well, I mean, you have to look at it from the business point of view. If they let them in and it's all good, happy days, welcome back next time. And they bring a few of their friends that, the bar might not know, and, it's all good. And then another night, people come in from a rival family, because there are rivalries, and they cause trouble. Do you think that pub will welcome travellers in from any family again after that? It is a case of one...
That's different. Traveller A comes into a pub and causes mayhem. A year later, he tries to go back into the pub again. Justifiably, he would be refused. Not because he's a traveller.
Have you played the race card?
No, not because he's a traveller, because he was involved in the scrap.
What if he plays the race card and saying he was refused because of that?
I'm sure somebody could attempt that. But again, Robbie, the point that Kathleen is trying to make is, I'm a decent person. I'm a very decent person. I know there are some bad travellers, but stop discriminating against me.
I know a lot of people live in my estate, and they're the nicest people in the world. My estate has a terrible reputation over the years for being full of, for just not being having great people in it. And I agree with that to an extent, but of all those bad people, I've never known, only maybe 1% of them have ever been part of the traveller community. Most of the travellers around my area, and they'd be highly insulted if you said hello to you and you didn't reply back to them.
But let me put the question, Adrian, to you, and Robbie, you can answer this as well. If you were a hotelier, okay, and you owned a hotel in, for argument's sake, in Limerick, which is a very...
Before you finish this conversation, last Sunday I sat beside travellers in a hotel near where I live, okay? Those travellers sat there, they had their dinner.
Nobody's doubting that.
What are you about to ask me then?
If you owned a hotel...
Would I let travellers in?
That's not what I said at all. But let me finish the question. And I'll ask Robbie and I'll ask Kathleen as well. If you owned a hotel in, say, County Clare, or say County Limerick, which has a big travel population, and last year there was a traveller wedding in your hotel, and there was 150 members of the travelling community. They came over from the UK, as they do for big weddings. They're big into family and stuff like that, and the place was absolutely trashed. Slash hooks were taken. By the way, this is me making stuff up. This has happened at weddings.
Really, get on with it.
Slash hooks were taken out. Why are you afraid of me telling the story?
No, and because I know where the story is going.
You understand then why that hotel, and we got a message coming up in a moment that will back this up. Can you understand why a hotel would be wary about booking another...
Let me put that question to you, Kathleen.
Can you understand where the hotel is coming from? That's all I'm saying.
Now, first of all, no, I don't understand where that hotel is coming from. Like I said, there's over 32,000 travellers in Ireland. If one traveller family go in and smash a hotel, and you're coming up with these, with the slash hooks, that's a new thing now that getting said around about slash hooks in weddings. Never heard tell of it in my life. Okay, now you're turning around and saying if a traveller family smashed up a place, would I be wary of another traveling family? No, I wouldn't, because you know why? I wouldn't discriminate.
And this is the point that I've been trying to make to Jeremy and to other callers. I have always in my life I have always judged people as I find them, as they treat me.
As you find them, correct. Exactly.
So I would never, and I understand exactly what you're trying to say, Kathleen. Please judge me on me. Don't judge me on what some traveller may have done in the past that you've heard about. That's really what you're saying, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's not very hard to do. Like I said, there's so much suicide in the young people today. There's young travelling boys that staying up in their rooms from morning until night because they've nowhere to go. Valentine's night, St. Patrick's Day, New Year's night, they have nowhere to go. I have a niece that we had a hotel booked.
And I'm sorry to cut across you, Kathleen, but the reason I want to really bring in as many calls as I can. And I know exactly where you're going with that conversation, and you're about to give another example. And I know travellers myself. I know personally travellers who've had to go to the far side of the country just to have a wedding in a part of the country where they weren't known. And that is dreadful that people have to do things like that. Kathleen, stay with me for a moment. Let me go to line one. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Good afternoon, Adrian. What's crack?
Good, Darren. What do you want to say on this?
Just wanted to say, not every single thing is because they're a traveller. It's the same with the race car being claimed the whole time when someone is black. It's because I'm black. Not every single thing when a traveller goes up to somewhere is because he's a traveller. But if you own a hotel and you let in, let's say there's a Liverpool United match on, and you let in all the fans, and there was war between the two fans because of the game in the pub, are you going to do the very same thing again and show a Liverpool United match? No, you're probably not. It's the very same with the travellers. Unfortunately, a lot of the travellers, when they get into a pub, cause havoc, and you cannot blame pub owners and restaurant owners for being more cautious.
Well, there's being more cautious, and then there's refusing somebody like Kathleen for her entire life. Her entire life, she has been refused. She can't plan. She's never been able to plan anything. So much so that she doesn't even really go out much anymore because it's just... Kathleen, it's just not worth the bloody hassle. Isn't that really
That's exactly what it is. Now, Jeremy said a while ago, and you said yourself, Adrian, you were refused because you said you were too old. Jeremy, I don't know what he said, he was refused. He only shook his shoulders and he went on. But imagine that happening your whole life.
And
put their face up. They won't even look at you.
Yeah,
the bouncer won't even look at you. Just regulars only. Ask the people that's coming in. I'm sorry. Are you a regular? No.
So well, let me ask you then, Kathleen. You obviously fully support members of the travelling community taking legal action against places that refuse them in the belief because they're travellers.
100,000,000%. And it's not about the money. Now, that lad there, they have a new thing out now. A few new things. First, slash hoops in weddings. Never heard tell of it in my life. The second thing, race card. The third thing then, money. It's not about money.
Well, they,
you can have all the money in the world if you have nowhere to spend it.
Absolutely.
What is the point of having it?
Darren, just to go back to you, the point that Kathleen is made, I know what you're saying about if a hotel had a traveller wedding and it went pear-shaped, can you understand why they're a bit wary? Can you understand why they're a little bit wary? What Kathleen is saying, so if Kathleen rocked up the next week and she wants to have a function, she will be refused, even though she's the most decent woman I've spoken to in a long time. And I know... Kathleen is not the sort of person that's going to cause any trouble, but her point is
she
is being discriminated and being tarred with the same feathers and brush as all other travellers, and that's just not fair. Do you get that?
Well, unfortunately, Asian life isn't fair because of some of her peers now. Her reputation is ruined. She can't go anywhere.
My peers, men, there's over 32 1,000 people in Ireland. If I know 500 of them, it would be the height of it. So how in the name of God is it over my peers, men? I don't know the 32,000 people that's in Ireland. I can't say what they do, what they don't. So my peers, men, where are you going with my peers, men?
Your fellow travellers, I'm saying.
The travellers, we have the name travellers, but we don't all know one another. We don't, we're not all bad people. Can you not get that into your head?
That,
just
the
exact same as the settled people. All settled people is not bad people. But they're not put down for the one thing. You
but
have to understand.
Some of them are.
But this is it. There's a sum, but how many of that 32,000 is the sum? This is what I can't make out.
And again, Kathleen, and this is the point that you're trying to make, that you are lumped into the same category as the troublemakers within the travelling community.
I'm the troublemaker next door.
Yeah.
If travellers goes in and cause trouble, and I go next day, I'm not getting in.
Okay. I just wanted to...
Even though you had nothing to do with the trouble the day before. And
even though, you know...
Kathleen, I'm going to let you go. I really do appreciate
sorry,
you talking to us.
Just before you let her go, can we go to a quick break and I just want to bring her a story, if that's okay. So just stay there for one second.
Is this going to be another example of issue at a traveller wedding or something?
I won't then.
But this is exactly what Kathleen's trying to get at here.
Kathleen said that I'd never heard of slash hooks being used.
Slash hooks. She's just never heard of it.
I've just pulled it up and there's three stories.
Okay, I don't know what you're trying to get at here.
And that three stories, I don't know what you're trying to get at. I know nothing about them three stories.
Well, no, I'm just trying to get at that it did happen. That
you know, and,
she doesn't know about them.
And if them three stories happened out of 32,000 people, it wouldn't be a big percentage, would it?
No, but I'm just saying one of the stories from a few years ago, five men, members of the travelling community, pled guilty to using, I might hear this, slash hooks and axes at a funeral in Mayo involving traveller families. I mean...
And like I said, I never heard... No, I did. I won't tell a lie. I did hear of... I saw it on the news, actually, on the paper, about slash hooks being used at some funeral. I did hear that. But for the ever hear of a slash hook in a wedding or anything? No, I did not.
Kathleen, as I said, I really do appreciate you talking to us and speaking up so well for the travelling community. And as I said to you, I can't imagine what it is like to live your entire life with...
It's an awful life. And I'm just thinking, Adrian, now, it's the young ones. It's the younger generation. Give them a break, because Travellers is going to keep fighting. There's a John Riley, I have to mention him. He's GLT, if you go on his page. That man is doing everything in his power for England and Ireland to show the discrimination. He'll have a documentary very, very soon about it. Now, I didn't even look at the comments, but I did see one from someone. She was a woman. Calling scum, Travellers scum. I'm telling you, Travellers is far from scum. Travellers is far from scum. Like I said, there's not every traveller is not good. Every settled person is not good. If you take the percentage from the 32,000 of travellers that's in Ireland to the millions that's in the settled, I can guarantee you that there'll be more statistics of the settled doing more damage than what the travellers is doing. That's all I'm saying. There's nothing got to do with money. It's nothing got to do with money. And this thing about a race card, it's travellers need the right, and they're not going to bow down anymore.
Okay, well, Kathleen,
you just can't take it.
And I have to say, you're a fantastic spokesperson. I know you're not a spokesperson, but you speak so well on behalf of the travelling community. Yeah, you
brilliant.
Should be. You
yeah.
should be. Kathleen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank
I really
you very
appreciate
much,
it.
Kathleen.
Thank
Thanks,
you. Bye. Let me bring in. There's such a reaction to this.
Can I read out a message here? And this isn't coming from me, but it's just important. Okay, and it's from Martin. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just reading the message as they come. Martin says, I've never known of slash hooks being used at a non-traveller event.
I've never known of slash hooks to be used at any event, except the ones you're quoting there. What's the point you're trying to make?
I'm not making a point, I'm just reading out the mail. What's your reaction to his point?
Our number is 0858252626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. John.
Hi guys, I'm working in hospitality years now, and where I work, we allow a handful of traveller people into our premises, but that's only because they've proved themselves that they can come in, have a drink and behave themselves. We've had a number of serious incidents over the years with traveller families, including a punter getting his jaw broken by two brothers who are travellers. We've also had our venue leased out to travellers for a wedding, and we had the venue smashed up due to a traveller feud. You don't get them type of incidents with a normal person coming into our premises. And if you say anything, there's a camera thrown in your face, you're accused of all sorts, and you're called a height of names, and you're attacked. It's just not worth it. It's easier just to refuse them. And that's how we operate, and we haven't had an incident for a very long time due to that. Now, I know that's going to upset people, but that's just the way it is. And if people think that that's not the case, then they're burying their heads in the sand.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Louise has been on to us, and she's horrified by the discrimination against travellers.
Hi, guys. How are you? Sorry, I can't come on. As you know, I'll be leaving for work around this time. A manager just texted me there and asked me to come on. I just think it's absolutely disgusting. I really do. In 2026, that this is still happening. I mean, regardless of anybody's, background, religion, creed, sexuality, whatever the case may be, give people the benefit of the doubt. Let them go out, let them enjoy themselves. I mean, this type of thing, it's like segregation, like they're not getting in. It's absolutely disgusting. It's vile. And just listen to that lady there on the phone. I think her name is Kathleen, I'm not sure, saying about what happened, she came back home when her dad said why he didn't get in. That's absolutely disgusting. It's crazy. I can't wrap my head around it. I really can't. Obviously, if somebody rocks up to the door and they're drunk or whatever, and they're not coherent, or they're just generally messing around and all, regardless of where they're from, you're going to refuse them entry. But I mean, just picking people out like that other lady, she was explaining that her and her boyfriend or her partner go into the town at night, and because the guy has a few tattoos, they get refused straight away. It's absolutely vile behaviour. That's just a young couple wanting to go out on a night out in the town. It's absolutely disgusting, and no, it shouldn't be happening, not in this day and age.
All right, Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad, yourself.
Good, thanks, Brian. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, what I wanted to say is people need to realise that if travellers are being discriminated against, that business is actually breaking the law, because it's illegal to discriminate against. They're covered under the Equal Status Act, and cases can be taken against the establishment.
And that's what's happening. That actually is how we got into this conversation, about a case being taken. Do you fully support travellers taking cases like that when they're refused premises?
I actually do, because this stereotypical nonsense, you know what I mean? Because they're not all like that. And I know people who are travellers, and they're the most soundest people you could meet. You know what I mean? I mean, all right, you get family feuds and that kind of stuff, but you get people causing trouble in the settlement community as well. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. And the point about that I was trying to make to Jeremy earlier on, when there is an incident with involving travellers or a group of travellers or whatever the case may be, like the incident in Dublin Airport, it wasn't reported that a fight broke out in Dublin Airport. What was reported was a fight involving travellers broke out in Dublin Airport.
I read the news stories and
I've looked at it.
Okay, but then it was shared online. It was shared online as travellers.
I have to pull you up about this, Adrian, because if you read the story from RTE, they talk about, and that was a vicious fight. Who the hell fights in Terminal 1 at Dublin Airport when they're getting on a plane? They were literally stamping on each
other. No, I agree, but...
Don't interrupt
me. RTE may not have said it, but everybody who shared that story said travellers fight in Dublin Airport.
Yeah, because it was obvious after seeing the video that it was members of the travelling community. For people who saw the videos, they heard their
accent. So what's the point you're making? What I'm trying to say is claiming that it gets amplified. When it involves travellers, it gets amplified. Because disproportionately.
Hang on, Brian. How many times have you seen a big scrap in Terminal 1 at Dublin Airport?
Not that I've seen. I'm sure there have been others that don't even necessarily get reported on. That's the point that I'm trying to make. When it involves travellers, the story gets amplified. The story gets shared wider on social media. People hear about
it more often. Members of the travelling community are to blame for that at all. They post those, what do they call those, call-out videos on, there's like Facebook pages.
Yeah, no, I've seen them.
Dedicated, where you have...
I've seen them one where a guy had been in Carrick and Shannon.
Yeah, you hear him saying, "Where I get my hands on you, Podgy McDonough," or whatever their names are. "Where I get my hands on you, I'm going to come around and I'm going to do this and that." They post those videos online. That's not promoting the positive side of the travelling community, is it?
No, but again, as Kathleen said, those guys
Stop posting those call-out videos.
No, those people don't represent her. She's one.
I agree with you. But stop posting them if you want a more positive outlook of your.
We've a lot of messages to get through before we wrap this up. Like Sean.
Afternoon, lads. Great topic. Just to give my personal experience on this whole topic. So I used to work in a well-known hotel in Dublin for about 6 or 7 years. I'm not going to give the name, but Adrian would probably know it well because I actually ran into him a couple of times while working there. But it was a very big wedding venue. We had a couple of weddings every weekend, and we never took traveller weddings from as long as I worked there. But somebody used to slip through the cracks, because what they do is they'd ring up, they get their friends to ring up who maybe didn't have the accent or didn't sound like it, or they get their friends to come up who weren't travellers to view the room on their behalf and not say anything. So we didn't actually know it was a traveller wedding until the actual day when 100 of them rocked up and there was nothing we could do. But basically, over the 6 or 7 years I worked here, we had about 8 or 9 traveller weddings that slipped through this way. And I can honestly say that every single one of them at the end of the night had murder in some way, whether it was the guards being called, whether it was the place being destroyed, whether it was fights. There was only one out of the 8 or 9 that didn't involve anything happening. And the only reason that it didn't is because we stopped it. So it was starting to get a bit rowdy and the managers closed the bar at 10:30. Normally it's 12:30, 1:30, but closed at 10:30 and basically avoided all that. That's just my personal experience. What I also find is what they do is, so maybe people in pubs can vouch for this, is they'll start off with maybe a couple or a group of 4 that'll go in and just want a drink, and places might be like, "You know what, fine, it's only 4, don't cause any trouble." And then, you know, you go out 30 minutes later and suddenly there's 8 of them. Then you go out another 30 minutes later and then there's 12. And then suddenly a couple or a group of 4 or 5 who are let in suddenly start texting their mates, and then all of a sudden then, before you know it, you've 30 or 40 at the venue. Like I said, that's just my personal experience, take it or leave it, but from what I've seen working in pubs and bars over the years, that's the way it works. Cheers, lads.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Sean. We've 2 more messages to squeeze in. David.
Yeah, that's great shout there as usual. This might sound like a bit of a stupid question, but how do all these publicans and all people that own the hotel, how do they know that they're travellers? You know what I mean? Like, how does she walk in? She says she gets refused from everywhere her whole life. So how do they know that she's a traveller? Just wondering that, like.
All right, David. And finally, this WhatsApp voice note from Eddie.
So a quick Google check there tells me that the travelling community make up 0.7% of the population. It's minuscule. However, 10% of the male prison population identify as traveller, and 15 to 16% of the female prison population identify as traveller, which means a traveller man is roughly 11 to 15 times more likely to see prison than a settled man, and a female traveller is 22 times more likely. So the stats don't lie. Not everyone's the same, but unfortunately, if you're a publican, you have to be wary of this stuff. And if you give someone the benefit of the doubt once and your premises are smashed up, you're very unlikely to do it again, even if it is a different family.
All right, Eddie. The only thing I can say to you is, if you listen to somebody like Kathleen, who's on for a large chunk of this podcast, you can't but feel sorry for her, that for her entire adult life, she has been turned away from places. You can't but feel sorry for her.
But
really,
you only have to look at the people who march on IPAS centres, who claim that every single immigrant coming into this country is a rapist. Do we call these people out for tarring everybody with the same brush?
Yeah, they have been.
But those same people would be saying, "Oh, you can't tar all travellers with the same brush." Everybody gets tarred with the same brush.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it onto your own social media channels so that others can find out that Opinions Matter is a daily Irish podcast with a difference. It's the only live interactive podcast in the country. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.